This is Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Large employers will get another year before they have to provide health coverage for their workers or pay a penalty. In a surprising move yesterday, the Obama administration announced a major delay to that critical part of the Affordable Care Act. So what does all this mean for employers and for employees, and what is at stake politically? NPR's health policy correspondent Julie Rovner joins us now with answers. Julie, welcome.
Nice to be here.
Well, so explain, first of all, what this delay is all about and why it's happening.
Well, basically, what was happening is that employers are required to provide an enormous amount of information to be basically in compliance with the rules under the health law. It has to do with what kind of insurance they're providing to their employees, and they have to report this information to these new health exchanges, to the IRS, to other parts of the government. And the administration's been a little bit slow getting these rules out, telling employers where they have to report the information in and what form. And the employers have gotten increasingly anxious, and the administration basically essentially threw their hands up and said, okay, we're going to give you some extra time to come into compliance with these rules, which, by the way, we haven't finished writing. And because of that, they said also, okay, there's going to be some penalties involved with some employers who don't provide the adequate amount of insurance. And because we're delaying these rules, we're also going to delay the penalties for a year.
So giving them another year gives employers more time, but also, it sounds like, gives the administration a little more time.
That's right. They really want this all to go very smoothly, and they were afraid that just by pressing up against a lot of these deadlines, it wasn't. So they want to give everybody some more breathing room.
So the business community seems quite happy about this.
That's right. I think, you know, the administration wants to keep all of, you know, what they call the stakeholders, the insurance industry, employers, particularly employers who are already providing coverage. And most employers, certainly larger employers, those with 50 or more workers, which is what we're talking about here, happy. So I think they were glad to have this little extra breathing room here.
Now, other parts of the law do go into effect as scheduled on January 1st. Does this postponement affect any other provisions of the healthcare law?
Well, it shouldn't. At least it's not supposed to. Starting January 1st, most individuals, there are some exceptions, but most individuals still are required to either have health insurance or they will be assessed a tax penalty the following year on their taxes. Delaying this part should not affect that part, although there are some concerns that if employers don't report the insurance status to the exchanges, then how will the exchanges know when individuals go to sign up for coverage whether those people already have insurance through their employers? So there's a little bit of question about that, but generally everything else is supposed to be going forward as scheduled.
Everything else goes forward as scheduled. So in terms of just the average person out there on the street, this should not change how the healthcare law affects them very much.
No. And, you know, for the average person on the street, the healthcare law actually doesn't affect them that much. What's happening this fall with the opening of these healthcare exchanges is mostly for people who don't have insurance or people who buy their own insurance. That's about 15% of the population. So most people already have insurance through their employers. For most people, that's not going to change anyway.
Now, there is a big political side to all of this, and I've seen Republicans have already come out after this announcement was made yesterday and said this is the reason why Obamacare should be repealed.
Yes. Well, one thing that this certainly does do is it adds to the doubt about whether the administration can basically, you know, build this house, make this happen, and certainly make this happen on time. This is the administration admitting that this was one big major piece of this that it can't make happen on time. They are admitting that, okay, we couldn't get this done in time to happen January 1st, 2014. Now we're going to delay it till January 1st, 2015. This was, you know, a big, major, important piece of it, and it's not going to happen. That does give political fodder to the opponents.
Absolutely. And some have pointed out that, of course, the midterm elections are coming up in 2014, and that this pushes this big thing that would have to happen with the health care law beyond that point. How has the White House responded to this kind of criticism, if at all?
Well, they haven't yet, because obviously this just happened last night, and the critics all came out, I mean, within hours, sometimes within minutes of this happening. But certainly it was predictable that this was going to happen. I think in doing this, the White House had to weigh the fact that they wanted to keep the employer community, which was getting, as I said, increasingly anxious, happy. But they knew that there would be a political price to pay for doing this. And I think they just, you know, had to weigh those two things and decided that it was better to have the law roll out, you know, at least in a workable way and just take the political hit.
Give us a sense, Julie, of how much of this health care law is already in effect and what this does to the law as a whole, because it's such a big, complicated law. We've, of course, heard many times it's, what, 2,000 pages long or something like that. Where are we with the implementation of Obamacare?
Well, you know, most of it actually is already in effect. There are a lot of new benefits for people who already have insurance, a lot of protections for people who have insurance. Medicare beneficiaries are getting new benefits. And obviously, you know, the big part, helping people who don't have insurance get insurance, that's what we're going to see starting in October with the opening of the exchanges. Starting next January, people with pre-existing health conditions will be able to get coverage. None of that is going to change. This part about the employers and the employer responsibility, as they call it, where if larger employers who don't provide coverage will have to pay fines if some of their workers end up in these exchanges. That's an important piece of this, but it's probably not going to affect that many people because, as I mentioned, most larger employers already provide coverage. There was this concern about employers cutting hours or perhaps dropping some workers if they're right at that edge, at that 50-person edge, but that's not really expected to affect that many people. So, as I said, this is mostly a political story, not so much a substantive story in the rollout of this law.
And Julie, people have commented for a long time that the messaging has not been great in terms of trying to explain to people what this healthcare law is all about and how it works. Do you feel like they've gotten any better at that? This certainly doesn't seem to indicate it.
This certainly doesn't seem to indicate it. And, you know, as I said, it does sow sort of some more seeds of doubts for the opponents about, you know, this has been a big undertaking. Now, you know, in fairness to the administration, they've been fought every step of the way by the opponents. The Republicans in Congress have not given them the money that they've wanted to implement it. So they're, you know, they're fighting with one hand tied behind their back. And then the opponents say, look at all the things they can't do, yeah, fighting with one hand tied behind their back.
That's NPR's health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And however intense the politics might seem right now, it is worth noting that tomorrow on the show we're going to talk to a historian all about the summer of 1776 and all the politics that were going on at the birth of the nation.
Talk about intense.
Yeah, really.
It's worth remembering.
Yes, perhaps much more intense than what we're seeing right now. That is tomorrow as we celebrate Independence Day. And we would love to hear about your plans for the 4th of July. Go to Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio. We're back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.